range of evil wide receivers. Is the professionalism make him a good custodian for a record like this?
Yeah, I mean, I actually spent just a little bit of time around Jerry Rice. I know guys that worked with him and saw him at San Francisco. And my experience with Jerry Rice was coaching the Pro Bowl in 2002, or after the 2002 season. The Raiders had beat us in the AFC Championship game and had gone on to lose the Super Bowl. And getting back from the Super Bowl and then getting over to Hawaii, I think Jerry showed up on like Wednesday or something like that. I mean, there's a turnaround time for getting those guys there. He showed up on Wednesday. And I don't know how many of you guys have seen Pro Bowl practices, but, you know, there's a lot of guys with shoes untied and it's a lot of walkthrough type stuff. And the very first day he got there, he come off of, I don't know if it was a red eye, but it was a flight. They basically got him in there, you know, maybe an hour before practice. He showed up and his socks were perfect. His wristbands were perfect. He looked exactly like he did in the Super Bowl. And he went and did a whole pregame or a whole stretch routine to warm up for a really, really light practice. And again, there was probably no difference in that than there was in the Super Bowl. We started off with a special teams period, and he was wearing one of those yellow hats as a gunner. And he looked like he could be one of the best gunners in the NFL. I mean, he was stem sticking and making moves and doing everything, and that's the reason he was successful. And Jerry Rice was talented. He's a great player, arguably the best player in the history of National Football League. And one of the reasons is the preparation and the consistency that he played with. And we see a lot of those same things from Calvin.
Is it possible that Calvin could be a threshold here? We could look at a record that could stand for, you know, a long time. You know, sort of Usain Bolt or Bob Beamon, you know, with the long jump, or Gretzky with the goals. He set a standard that you just might not reach for, you know, a couple of generations.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, with him, you know, we've seen him make some catches and then say, geez, never seen anything like that before. You know, I think the game has changed a little bit. You know, I don't know how many we'll have this year, but last year, what did we have, 3 5,000-yard passers? You know, in the history of National Football League, it had only been done a couple times before that. So I think the game's changing a little bit. You know, the opportunity to throw it more and better passing offenses and things like that. Like I said, I think we're only seeing the beginning of Calvin Johnson. This is not when his career is said and done. This is not going to be the thing that people talk about.
Anybody
come out? Anybody finish the game? It seemed
like. Yeah, Sammy Hill's got a foot that we're looking at. Everybody else will just, we'll just get on progression. Pettigrew wasn't able to play again, but, again, without going, as long as he's not on IR, we're still hopeful that we can get him out. But Brandon's a really prideful guy and doesn't want to be out of the game. He wants to be out there, but we'll just have to wait and see how he progresses.
Delmas back-to-back games, you know, hasn't done that a lot this year. He come through okay.
Yeah, he's he seems to be on the upswing there as far as being able to bounce back and do some of the things that he wasn't able to early in the year. And again, you see some of the plays he makes on the field. He's a difference maker. Makes some big tackles and Tony Gonzalez had one catch for 9 yards. And that was on one of our linebackers. So both Don Carey and Lou Delmas did a good job of getting him covered.